Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh Radio. Yahweh's ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel. Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Tribe Yahdah. Tape number 173. Now, what is that memo flashing on the network saying? Seer, would you speak on Queen Elizabeth's death and a moment of silence? Well, hallelujah, who's saying it? WCC. World Council of Churches. Seer, would you speak on Queen Elizabeth? And a moment of silence. Let me get the broadcast going on there, WCC. We know you always got something to throw. Be coming to broadcast. But one thing about it, we prepared to teach on whatever it is to teach on. So if the Almighty give me something to say on Queen Elizabeth, I will speak on it. But right now we're going to open the lines up and see what we can do on take number 173. And we're going to look and see if we find the young lions. And the young lion, will they be ready to do a little roaring? Maybe I might ask the young lions, do y'all have anything you want to speak on Queen Elizabeth that we can biblically read? But if you don't have nothing biblically to read, no, see, we pass on that because we can't put nothing on the table unless we can read something. That's right. All right, let's see if we go find the young lions and see if we can get something going on. Young lions, Brother Micaiah. Tribe of Yahdah, Judah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Brother Micaiah, Tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh be with you there, Steve Roy.
Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel. Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, young lioner. If you we got a memo on the network just flashing big time saying, Seer, would you speak on the death of Queen Elizabeth in a moment of silence? Well, we only speak on things that's biblically that we can read. So now, young lion, if you got anything biblically you want to bring to the table, right now before we go to the next young lion, that's up to you. You got anything, or do you want to just be safe? And that'd be a great thing to do. So now, see, I wait and follow your lead. What you got to say behind that, young lion? Come on.
Yeah, I just say we do what we always do. We follow off that Luke 12:12. For the righteous spirit would teach you what to say the same, would teach you what in the same hour what you ought to say. That's it.
All right, excellent. So you're saying, okay, what I do by being one of the young lions, I follow the seer's lead. That's a great thing. All right, I can play to me.
Cool.
All right. That was Brother Micaiah saying. So now we're going to get another young lion and bring him to the table. And let's see what he got to say. Brother Titus, tribe of Yah-God Judah, up and come and teach out of Camp 1 and prepare to do his part. Yahweh be with your seed right. Brother Titus, Yahweh be with your seed right.
Yahweh bless you. Dear Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, it's flashing on the network. What do you have to say about Queen Elizabeth's death? And would you have a moment of silence for it, Seer? So what you got to say behind that biblically, Brother Titus? Are you going to be wise enough to say, Seer, what I do, I wait till you put some on the table and I come behind that? Unless you want to step out on something. Come on there, young lion, what you get ready to say?
I always follow Luke 12:12, the righteous spirit, the teaching, the same model, which you often say. Yeah, that the righteous spirit needs to let.
All right. Excellent. And that's the bottom line. All right. So you hear that? WCC, World Council of Churches, over 500 million members. All right. Who else coming to the stage for a nice episode? Mother East, she said, see, let me listen. Let me get me some microphone there. Hey, Mother E, tribe of Yah-God Judah, one of the most out of Camp 1. Yahweh beat you that sea, right?
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, of sea, Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. All right. Like Mother E ready. She ready on that microphone. That's a great thing. See, one thing about it. I keep saying, the word of Yahweh is what the body needs, along with the medicine, but the word of Yahweh first. See, if you get the word of Yahweh and you upbeat through the word of Yahweh, and even your company have the word of Yahweh, it will extend you longer than you think you are, not only physically, but mentally too. Great. All right. Let's see how Eldon came to stage, so he's going to be on take number 173. And I'm going to read a couple of these memos while our elder can come and tell us about this broadcast. And we'll read a little bit more about what the WCC want out of the Voices of a True Israelite to make a statement pertaining to the Queen Elizabeth. So let me bring our elder in and tell you all about the broadcast. And he want to say pertaining to that we can read. Or will he be like everybody else and bag up and say, well, we'll wait till Luke 12:12 and Luke 12:12. Give me something. I'll get out there. One thing about it, that's the game. That's how I'm on. Luke 12:12. It'll get you out there in that very same hour. What mm-hmm. you ought to say. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mr. Tills, Yahweh bless you, Seed Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seed Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Christ. Well, flashing on the network is the World Council of Churches, 500 million members, and they make a statement pertaining to the death of Queen Elizabeth in a moment of silence. So, but we know how we operate is through Luke 12:12. But, Elder, so what you got to say on that, or do you want to just pass and get on with what you got to do in Yahweh? Or do you have a statement to make on that? You on the clock, come on.
Well, once again, thank you for inviting me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And I think that says it all. But if they want you to speak on the world present, they have to look at the world past. You know the history of a country before you speak on that. When Kennedy died, I don't think anybody said Yahweh saved the president. But here we are in America. We say Yahweh saved the queen or the king. Well, we all know that there's a history of the world past. That should be obvious. And the world present. And our history starts from our birth to our death. But during our time that we're alive, we have to know what happened in the past. But those who fail to learn history correctly seem to repeat it. And these are what you call simply doomed in this world or the world to come. Now, what happened with their past? Let's look at what they did. Less than 150 years ago, Britain was responsible for transporting millions of enslaved Africans to colonies. Any Americans, but men and women were forced to work on plantations and denied basic rights. Hope nobody forgot that. But Slavery Arbitration Act of 1883, remembering that date, formally freed 800,000 Africans who were then called legal property of Britain's slave owners. Well, what can you say about that? I mean, you know that where you came from was not there, but with certain acts and certain documents, it was corrected by many people complaining. I think that document emerged during the production of Finding Your Roots, the celebration of genealogy, to show it is neither unique or unusual. It's one of thousands that was recorded as principal wounds of the American Republic slavery. So, do we say Yahweh saved the queen? Well, I would imagine so. But Yahweh, we wish to save everybody. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. It's a whole lot of stuff that you have to learn about the Bible, about history. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We always come to you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is the information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found that in the voices of the Trizwites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days for this learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com, and after you click enter, look under the big line. You will see choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click Pray Bell and follow the instructions. Any other device using, you might see menu, but after clicking that, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful forgiver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give to those Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. A baseball, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar we have will help keep you, your family, and friends, which includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's available during our live broadcast time, like now. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These two are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject matter or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. But first, be at our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. And the other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But to remind you, when calling this number, do not call trying to teach. You will only receive a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. But even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you would just receive a discouraging dial tone. But for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, not to worry, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. Just open up any search engine and enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. Choose the program that you're late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another note. During our normal Blood Talk broadcast, we are also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. Paltalk being listed under ethnic group, African Americans. Just look for voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Block Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. I'll be with you all. But one thing, when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we are online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear that righteous word of Yahuwah, so that we can start listening to those righteous words of Yahuwah. We'll turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hello, Yahuwah.
All right. Hallelujah. You gave me enough time to read these memos that's coming in and what's flashing on the network. And that's all right. So sometimes you have to make adjustments, but you make adjustments. See, when you make adjustments, make sure you make adjustments not by emotions. You make a adjustment there, young lion. Tribe of Yah, God, Judah. Brother Micaiah, you make an adjustment according to Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Micaiah, what that say why we make an adjustment after we hear from Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Come on. We got a delay some kind of way. What kind of delay? What's going on at WCC? Got a delay. Let's see. It's Brother Titus. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What's going on there, Brother Titus? Can we hear some Luke 12?
Yes, sir. The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Yeah, in that same hour. In that same hour, what you ought to say. You know, young lion, I believe that. But, you know, by looking at these memos and understanding one thing, that we got a position to play according to Scripture, we want to open up there, young lion, Brother Titus. We're going to open up in Job 22 and pick up at verse 8. Let's read a little bit and see what was told to Issachar's boy in Job 22 and pick around by verse 8. This is take number 173, and we need to, we definitely had our mind on the preachers that was on the network yesterday, because we want to be clear to help them back on their feet according to their health. See, according to Scriptures. But you got to want to search out this information after we give it to you. You got to want to really want to help yourself to be able to help others. You got to really have that spirit in you. It got to be on you. Now, I remember a long time ago, a brother was saying, you know the reason why this big dignitary can't come clean? I said, why that? He said, just like being on the back of a tiger. You've been alive so much, if you get off that tiger's back, it'll eat you up. You can't outrun him, you can't outjump him. So you got to stay on that. You got to take that lie all the way in. So that's the way it is. Before we read you what we're on there, Brother Micaiah, let's see what we can read out of Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7, verse 20, down to verse 30. Then we come back to Brother Titus. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7, verse 20 to 30. Let's see what was said that we can read there. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7, take it down from 20 to 30. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 20 down to 30. Verse 20 reads, "The natures of living creatures and the furies of wild beasts, the violence of winds and the reasonings of men, the diversities of plants and the birches of roots." Verse 21. "And all such things as are either secret or manifest, them I know." 22. "For wisdom, which is the worker of all things, taught me, for in her is an understanding spirit, righteous, one only, manifold, substance, lively, clear, undefiled, plain, not subject to hurt, loving the thing that is good, quick, which cannot be let, ready to do good." Verse 23. "Kind to man, steadfast, sure, free from care, having all power, overseeing all things and going through all understanding, pure and most substance, spirit. Verse 24. For wisdom is more moving than any motion. She passes and goeth through all things by reason of her pureness. Verse 25. For she is the breath of the power of Yahuwah in a pure influence flowing from the honor of the Almighty. Therefore can no defiled thing fall into her. Verse 26. For she is the brightness of the everlasting light, the unspotted mirror of the power of Yahuwah, and the image of his goodness. Verse 27. And being but one, she can do all things. In remaining in herself, he maketh all things new. And in all ages, entering into righteous souls, she maketh them friends of Yahuwah and fear. Verse 28. For Yahuwah loveth none but him that dwelleth with wisdom. Verse 29. For she is more beautiful than the sun, and above all the order of stars. Being compared with the light, she is found before it. Verse 30. For after this cometh night, but light shall not prevail against wisdom.
That's big talk. So wisdom, so you have to make not emotional call, you got to make a wisdom call, because you want to stay in the light, blackness of the Almighty. So now Solomon pulled, he's the wisest man in the world, he pulled that from something that his father had laid out prior to him taking over his father in 104 verse 14 there, young lion. But Micaiah, what did he say in 104, verse 14? So now we're clear dealing with, we must deal with the wisdom side, and you watch the best of them, that you hear them get caught up in their emotions, you know, just like what is told to the six anointed camps about make a statement on Queen Elizabeth and a moment of silence. We just can't jump out there and do anything unless you understand the power of your mighty one. And the only way you're going to know the power of your mighty one is he is happy when you do wisdom, not just make a statement when you just come on the network and see something flash red in your face. So in 104, verse 14, let's see what we can read there. Brother Micaiah, Psalms 104, verse 14.
All right. The book of Psalms, chapter 104, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, he caused the grass to grow for the cattle and herd for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Ain't that something? So herbs is the service of men. And you know, if you take last night take and put it together, now you clear what is the service, what make you work. So if you got a better half, whatever it is, remember one thing, if you want to keep me at my best, then what should you do to service this man according to 104, verse 14 again, Brother Micaiah? What should your better half do if she want to get the maximum out of you, according to 104, verse 14?
The book of Psalms, chapter 104, verse 14. 14 reads, he caused the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
So if you want the best service out of that man that you're with, what must you always have before him, according to the scripture 104, verse 14, is the herbs. And we already read in last night's lesson, the color of it is green. Green herbs. If you want the best out of this man that you with, then you make sure he gets planting nonstop of green herbs with his corn, with his fish, and his clean spring water. If you want the maximum out of this man. Now, in 2 Ezra 5:27, that's why, you know, well, maybe the elder might get with the preachers and let the preachers understand one thing. You ain't got to have a speed dial on your phone to get Doc Cook. You need to have an understanding that you don't have to set your life through Dr. Cook. Set your life through the scriptures to help your peoples understand that the service of man is green herbs. That'll keep your blood pressure in order, but nothing works without having Yahuwah's word up front. So, in 2 Ezra 5:27, Brother Micaiah, can you have those three out? What can we read in 2 Ezra 5:27?
The book of 2 Ezra 5:27 reads, "And among all the multitudes of the people, you has gotten you one people. And unto this people, whom you love, you gave a law that is approved of all."
So it was a law approved of all. What verse was that you just read that out of, Brother Micaiah? What verse was that?
Second Ezra 5:27.
Okay, good. So now, in Hebrews 6:7, let's see when Paul came to the great big temple of Southern Kingdom, and then he made a profound statement in the book of Hebrews 6:7. And what did he say after being a scholarly, knowing how to search the scripture to see if everything that he get ready to say is so? Because when you quote what's written, then you have to let the chips fall where they may. So now what can we read in Hebrews 6:7?
In the book of Hebrews 6:7 reads, "For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh often upon it, and bring forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from Yahuwah."
You mean Paul understood to tell Southern Kingdom that the herbs is for your meat? And so if it worked then, three times our age today, we normally get up out of here, and are we in such a bad shape after we turn past 30 years of bad life, and all the rest is years of downhill? You have brothers talk about, well, you know, I'm made 30, so now from this point on now, everything is downhill. The only reason why it's downhill, because you've been taught wrong. Moses didn't start kicking real good until he was 80, four scores. So you ain't really supposed to start kicking until you're 80. But see, that's how we've been trodden down with misinformation. And that's why we have to be able to take care of this thing and understand something like the elder said earlier. If you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it. Cycle gonna go on and on and on. So now we clear now, if that's why you got to have a better half that understand your lead through the scripture. And you have to come together in the head before you come together in the bed. Now this is the best thing for you to do for me according to scripture. I want you to read it. If you want the best mastering out of me, then you got to be a Yahwali woman and follow my lead. And when you make me the best meal to be made, that's what you get off that one-eyed Satan, according to the scripture. Then you get the max out of me. So that has to be told and discussed before you come together in the bed. come together in the head. Because that's the last thing you want to find out, that what I'm getting ready to say to you and everything is what is a lot of talk back. You don't want to have no talk back. That's why you have to know what the scripture says in advance, and that's why we call on this network, is to teach you the scriptures. And all we got to do is apply it, and Yahweh will give us the double in our life. So if we follow this book, what's written, we'll be able to don't lead by emotions, we'll lead by wisdom, and we find out that Yahweh loves wisdom. And that's why we didn't comment earlier as we seen the message flash on the network about why don't you have a moment of silence and say something about Queen Elizabeth. We know that if I'd have said something right off the top, that'd been emotional. But according to scripture, we don't know what we'll say, but Luke 12:12, we'll know he'll give us in that very same hour what we got to say. Now, since we understand all that good stuff, now, then we know, Mother E, one thing we do know, Mother E, in Matthew 10:26-30, hey, Mother E, can you help those see out in Matthew 10:26-30, then skip down to 40 and 41. Mother E, help those see out a little bit in Matthew 10:26-30, then skip down to 40 and 41. What that say, Mother E? Come on.
Okay. The book of Matthew, Matthew 10:26-30, 40-41. Okay. Matthew 10:26. Thank you, dear. Matthew 10:26. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Verse 27. What I tell you in darkness, that speak you in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that speak you unto this housetop. Verse 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a feathering, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? Verse 30. But the very hair of your head are all numbered. Verse 40. He that receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. Verse 41. He that receives a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
That's big nice talk there, Mother. You made a whole lot. I got to get a precept on that, Mother. That's good talk I just heard. The thing we precept that to make it lighten up a little bit more. Let's run to Mark 4. Deuteronomy verse 25. Let's get a precept on that. Remember one thing. This anointing camp. Reading about the scriptures is one thing. Painting a picture is another. And every scripture that you bring to the table is always a precept for it. In that very same hour, he'll give it to you as if you line up with him. He'll paint the picture in your brain. Certain words will come out, and then he'll give you the precept to go with it. And the seer is watching the sixth anointed camp, and he's watching when he see that spirit just all of a sudden come out. Then we know what we're working with. Then Yahweh will show the next step. Keep that in your mind, sixth anointed camp. Now, in Mark chapter 4, verse 22 down to verse 25, you on the clock there, mother, come up.
Mark chapter 4, verse 22 to 25. Mark chapter 4, verse 22. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that is should come abroad. Verse 23. If any man have ear to hear, let him hear. Verse 24. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear with what measure you meet. It shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. Verse 25. For he that hateth, to him shall be given. To he that had it, to him shall be given. And he that has not, from him shall be taken, even that which he had.
That's big talk, Molly. He said, now listen, if you get a hold of something, and some dust says Yahweh, and there and drag your feet on it and don't step to the plate. He says, a little bit you got, he going to snatch that from you. So keep that in your mind. He'll snatch that from you, but the more much is given, much is required, and you're supposed to act with the most. But in the same token, but if you got a little something going on and you want to drag your feet on it, he said, what little you got? He says, I'll snatch that from you. Let's get one more in there, mother. Let's go back. Let's get another precept on that. Let's go to the Luke chapter 8. Verse 17, 18. Now, we land the groundwork for some reason that we'll know shortly why we land. We don't know which way take number 173 going. But I tell you, I know who do know. Yahweh know which way it's going. And we're going to find out something according to Luke chapter 8, verse 17, 18. We'll see if we can read that, mother. Mother E.
Book of Luke, chapter 8.
Verse 17 and 18.
Okay, look at Luke chapter 8, verses 17 and verse 18. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Verse 18, take heed therefore how ye hear. Well, whosoever has, to him shall be given. And whosoever has not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seems to have.
Hey, mother, you're doing a whole lot of great, big, tall talking and reading over there. So now, give me St. John 7, verse 6. So let's see if we sum that all up, mother. So sum all up what you just got through reading in St. John 7, verse 6.
Okay. St. John 7, verse 6. St. John chapter 7, verse 6, read. Oh, what? Let's say it again. St. John chapter 7, verse 6. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always. Always.
And always ready. So never forget that. See, that's why when we come on the network, we don't know where we're going, but we know we have to be here because Yahweh have deigned this ministry to be here 6 nights a week, majority time at 6 p.m., you know, Friday 7:30. And because we don't know what's going to come out, but we know we got to be there. So because we know one thing, our time is always. Your time is always. So never take a day, a moment where the point you don't recognize that Yahweh can catch you down anytime he get ready. Keep that in your mind. Now we're going back to young line of Brother Titus. Now we going now. So whatever foundation we lay, I tell you one thing, watch the picture be painted according to what we hear through the scripture. Now what we just laid on the table, that foundation, watch how it unfold itself now by getting back to Titus. He said, yeah, you dropped some down with Brother Titus, but I want you to lay a little foundation down first. Now, zero in on Brother Titus and Joe Ishikar's boy, 22 and ticket verse 8. Let's do a little reading now, Brother Titus. Now let's see what you're working with after that foundation has been laid to you on the clock tomorrow.
The book of Job is here, chapter 22, verse 8 reads. Job chapter 22, verse 8. But as for the mighty man, he has the earth, and the honorable man dwell in.
Yes, keep on reading until we get our point. We go on somewhere there, young man, so we go on somewhere and hear, I don't know what Ishikar boy got to say, but we want to hear a little bit. So now you read Job 22, verse 8. So read me a little bit more there, young man.
Book of Job is here, chapter 22, verse 9 reads, you have sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Verse 10, death was there around about you, and sudden fear troubled you. Verse 11, for darkness that has kept not feet, and the abundance of waters cover you. Verse 12, is not Yahweh in the heights of heaven? And behold, the height, the stars, how high they are. Verse 13. And you say, how do Yahweh know? Can you judge through the dark cloud? Verse 14. Thick clouds are a cover to him, that he see it not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Verse 14. I mean, verse 15.
Hold that point right there. Hold that point there, young man. Be, listen to me, breaking in on you. Now you'll say the whole lot of things. Come back 14, 13, and 12. Read verse 14, 13, and 12. Because you own something. Because see what happens, a lot of times we think because Brother Micaiah and the regular book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8:11-13. Can you have to go see out Brother Micaiah and the regular book called Ecclesiastes chapter? Go see out why we can we paint this picture. You on the clock, come out.
Okay, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 11 down to 13. Verse 11 reads, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the mind of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil. Verse 12. So a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged. Yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Yahweh, which fear before him. Verse 13. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feared not before Yahweh.
Say a big topic there. Because you get away with some things, You might get away with a long, long time. But Yahuwah said, back to Brother Titus 14:13-12. Listen what Issachar boy said that Yahuwah said. Listen to what he just said. We're in the 22nd chapter. Brother Titus going to read 14:13-12. What did it say there, young lion? Come on.
The book of Job is here, chapter 22, verse 14, 13, verse 12. Job chapter 22, verse 14. His clouds are a covering to him, that he see it not, and he that walketh in the circuit of heaven. Verse 13. And you said, how do Yahuwah know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Verse 12. Is not Yahuwah in the heights of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are.
You hear what he say? He say, ain't Yahuwah too high to see? And plus, it's pretty dark up there, but we've been up there a lot of times peeping around up there, and we ain't found nothing yet. He said, but how Yahuwah know what we're doing? He said, he don't know what we're doing. Now, young lion, in the book of the history of Susanna, it's amazing what he'll give you by hearing statements. Now we go on and take a look at something in the book of, it's really called, we'll look at the history of Susanna. Give me 1-6 to get me warmed up there, young lion. 1-6. It's amazing. That's why we telling you, don't get excited. Be prepared. But always you can be prepared, you must be a scholarly in Yahuwah's word. We didn't make no statements on what the memo said, but Yahuwah knows what you know. Keep down your mind. And the history of Susanna, chapter 1, verse 1-5, then we'll skip down to verse 50, find out something. 1-5, there are young lions. In the history of Susanna, that's in the Apocrypha books that was removed in 1885 by the powers to be called the Roman Catholic Church, and one of their daughters called the WCC, World Council of Churches, although they act like they broke away, but their teaching is basically the same. Yeah, you too, Seventh-day Adventist, you too. All y'all tied to the hip, and, you know, but in this, the six anointed camp, we'll win according to the scripture on whatever phase it is according to the scripture. Latter-day Saints. Okay. I made a mistake. Latter-day Saints. So the history of Susanna, chapter 1, verse 1-5, then skip down to 50. Let's read a little bit there. Young line, let's see who we're working with.
All right, the book of history of Susanna, chapter 1, verse 1-5 and verse 50. History of Susanna, chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in Babylon called Jehoiakim. Verse 2. And he took a wife whose name was Susanna, the daughter of Jephthah, a very fair woman, and one that feared Yahuwah. Verse 3. Her parents also were righteous, and taught their daughter according to the law of Moses. Verse 4. How Joachim was a great rich man and had a fair garden joined to his family, and to him restored Yadah Judah, Yadah, because he was more honorable than all others. Verse 5. The same year were appointed two of the ancients of the people to be judged, such as Yahuwah spake of. That wickedness came from Babylon, from ancient judges, who seemed to govern the people.
No, hold that point, young man. You just dropped a bombshell that we got. It got to be some precepts in that. See, listen, six and nine accounts. You're going to hear some precepts. That's what I say. You got to be tuned in with some Yahuwah to hear some precepts. Come back to verse 2 and 3 again. And that's when we know that you're working with something. when you hear the precepts, because it tells you in that 28 verse 10, you must precept. The only way you can paint a picture, you must hear the precepts. He'll give it to you, but you got to be up and up with him. Verse 2 and 3 again.
Hence of the Zenith, chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 3. This is the Zen, chapter 1, verse 2. And he took a wife, whose name was Susanna, the daughter of Celsius, a very fair woman, and one that feared Yahweh. Verse 3. Her parents also were righteous, and taught their daughter according to the law of Moses.
Now let me just say. Now look, you the man just, you, so now you're hearing that six and on the camp. When you take a better half, make sure the better half is righteous. There go your game changer right there. See, this is why in last night's lesson, when Mother E read that 7:21, we can show you how to avoid punishment. We make a based upon the status of the better half, you know, in the Coca-Cola bottle. And then we come down to when you have to show the position of things. Then you will see things that are come out. If you would have had this understanding, you'd never be in that position from the get-go. I hope you can figure out what I'm just saying. So there it is right there. You must take a better head that fears some Yahweh. That means she fears Yahweh. She know by Yahweh. And she know your position. So when the time appointed, that's how it happens. Now precept that Brother Titus 1, verse 5 and 6, come right back. Luke, coming right back. So now look what you'll learn on the way of learning something. So it's a point we're gonna bring out. And I hope that you catch this point in this lesson. The point we're going to bring out. And while we had a time to be looking at things, we messed around and pulled up historical documents on something that was said prior early in the early part of the broadcast. And just so happened, I pulled out my files and I seen something that's written in my file pertaining to what I supposed to comment on. So you see that? So you see how things work out? Watch out, old seal, paint the picture. Chapter 1, verse 5 and 6 says what?
Going to the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Yada, a certain priest named Zechariah of the court of Abijah. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Verse 6. And they were both righteous before Yahweh, walking in all the Torah instructions and the orders of Yahweh blameless.
You see that? So you see what's going on. They were both righteous, walking in the laws of Yahweh blameless. They were both. So here's the point. You're in a relationship. Your relationship has to be according to the fear of Yahweh. You both got to be righteous. So now you're able to help others to come because there's a point we're going to bring, and we're looking at why the elders and the young man were doing a little. We pulled out a little record of what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to take a look at what we've both been saying about what do we think about Queen Elizabeth and how she served our country. But then, by reading what we just got through reading, I pull up an article out of the old Sears record. And this was an article that was in August of 1988. And it's coming out to, we don't want to butcher the name, it's called, now those that got here to hear like our elders and the young lion, is a press called DEUTSCHE Press. It was a statement written in August 1988. DEUTSCHE Press. Now, this was written in the press in 1988, and this is somewhere over there, in Europe mm-hmm. somewhere. Mm-hmm. It says, Prince Philip, a duke. He's a duke mm-hmm. of Evansburg, E-D-I-N-B-U-R-G. E-D-I-N-B-U-R-G-H. Now, he's a duke. Now, he's a duke. Now, what do you say? Let's see what he said. Now, it's in the press, so you can go read it. August 1988. Now, I'm going to see, did anybody put up that press? In fact, I like to play like I'm surprised, but I'm looking at it myself. I'm going to see. Do anybody want to take a little shot at that? The elders, the elder, anyone in young line? Do y'all want to take a shot at what that press, what do it say in August 1988 out of DEUTSCHE Press? Who want to take a shot at that? They on the clock. Come on. Anybody want to take a shot at that?
Okay. I'm still trying to pull it up and get everything down, trying to get it pulled on up. So I got to make sure I got the right one too when I be looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll read a little bit to make sure you got the right one. And this one we read out our archives that. It was said August 1988 in DEUTSCHE Press. This was Prince Philip. Now, Prince Philip is the husband to Queen Elizabeth. You got it?
Yeah, Prince Philip quoted in, I think I got something here. Yeah, August 1988.
Go ahead and read. What he says that we can read out of the August 1988 DEUTSCHE Press. What did he say in August of 1988? What did he say that, young lion? What did he say?
Okay, I got a quote here that came up. Prince Philip quoted in DEUTSHE Press. Tour. All right, August 1988 quotes. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation.
Ain't that something? You hear what
the? Oh, wow.
When he died. Now, this is Queen Elizabeth's husband saying when he died, what I'd like to do is come back and return as a deadly virus in order to contribute the something about solving the overpopulation. Now what peoples that is overpopulated. Let me bring Mother D. F. Israel here right now. Let's see, can the Mother D. F. Israel help us solve the puzzle? You see how things open up. That's why I tell you, when you're led by the Spirit Almighty, you'd be surprised what you hear. And we just found out when you get a mate, your mate have to be on agreement with you. So now, here is the mind of Queen Elizabeth make Prince Philip a duke? Or about this duke? Who is these dukes in the lesson two? We, you know why? Because Spirit of Yahweh, I'll tell you. See, that's why I know. Sooner or later, you're going to recognize the signs of the time about this ministry. And we're going to make some statements, but we're going to make it as though we all can read together. Now, let's see if we bring Mother D up here for a minute and see if she ready to come on stage to take number 173. Mother D of Israel, child of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh be your seed Roy.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. All right. Well, we did, excellent, Mo. We gave you a verse, but it got away from just that fast. Probably you wrote it down or somebody heard what, or somebody else heard what we just said. Cause we said something in the spirit of Yahweh. I think we said a verse. I don't know what we said.
I didn't
but,
say
no. Like, you didn't hear me say nothing? Did anybody on the panel, on the stage, hear me say a verse?
Okay.
Did anybody on the panel,
hear
me say a verse?
No, I got away from
it. Nobody, I guess nobody heard me. Yeah. I thought I said something, but it got away from me. So I'm saying something. It got away from me because, okay, but what do we do know? Now, we'll find out that Prince Philip, he's, yeah, I did say something about Genesis. Genesis 36. I didn't say 36, but I did mention Genesis. Now, okay. Now, Queen Elizabeth. Let's see who can bring up the list of... Let me read something about Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth enjoys her sovereignty. Can't pronounce it right now. I got country. Her immunity. Queen Elizabeth. If you put in your computer, Queen Elizabeth enjoys her sovereignty. Immunity, I-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y. She enjoys it. Now, what that mean? Okay, let's see what that means. Let's see what it means by that. Meaning that she cannot be prosecuted on a civil or crimes investigation. That means that she above the law. She is the law. She's above the law. So whatever she do and whatever she say, by being sovereignty, not only she called you, might you back you sent you be or you give your you can be that word called exempt from any going to place by you know, she has that immunity. Now, that's power. Now, she is listed of sovereignty states that she's head of. She head over about the sovereignty list. She head over a whole lot of places. That means she is absolute ruler, and whatever she put on the table, that's the end of it. As a matter of fact, they got a listing that you can take a look at, and I'm not going through it, but you do it on your own spare time, the listing of the sovereignty states that she head of. Queen Elizabeth II. And she was on the throne as sovereignty immunity for 70 years. So whatever went on with the last, like when the elder brought up earlier, he brought up a final statement that what Great Britain did and things they have did.
Mm-hmm.
But we only can trace her back from the last 70 years. So she's been in power for 70 years, and whatever happened over there, she had first information about it, and she had to get a thumbs up for whatever happened. So now whoever do an investigation or whatever happened within the last 70 years, Queen Elizabeth II was the chief, and she was over the law. She was the law for 70 years on the throne. So whatever record you can come up with that happened within the last 70 years, she knew about it, and for it to happen, she had to get a thumbs up. So now we'll leave that like that. We'll leave that like that is right there. She knew about it because nothing could have happened without her okay by just giving the thumbs up. You couldn't bring her to court. She was over the court. In essence, the queen can go on a crime spree. And there is nothing in a court of law can bring her up on any charges. After her death, her son Charles, Prince William, will have the same power that her mother and father had.
Mm-hmm.
That means what? Mm-hmm. They come, take a pistol and hit you on the neck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they say, that's the end. There's nothing you can bring them up on charges, and that's a lot of power. So now you see, now WCC, you open up something, we'll see it, do a little peeping at it now. Now, we're going to do a little peeping on it, but not in this way. Mm-hmm. We just let you know that we have records on things that we don't know when it'll come out. Because how you do essays on things, you don't know what it's going to be for, but if you've been done it so many years, you know, so don't worry, son, put it aside, we will come up again. Yeah, man, it is right here. So now, okay, good. But one thing we know, Mother D.F. Israel, I know she unpoint her shoes at the grandbabies, look, Grandma could come on network and do a little reading and want to stay focused now. So y'all back. Get back, Jack. And Nahum, Mother D.F. Israel, she has to see out in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. The book of Nahum, Mother D.F. Israel, what can we read? Now, let me go back. I got here. British Army soldiers in Kenya during the Mau Mau, M-A-U-M-A-Y, uprising in 1952. They done some pretty good killing children, women and children. And at that time, Queen Elizabeth was on the throne. So when you pull up what happened in 1953, Queen Elizabeth was in charge of this event that happened to the Mau Mau over there in Africa, and they called MAU, the uprising in 1952 and 1953. On March 1953, and it was 84 of KIKUYN citizens, mainly women and children, was murdered. Yeah, see, right? Now, that's what they got. Believe that back it is. That Mother D.F. Israel, what we reading in Nahum chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. What can we read that, Mother? D.F. Israel, come on.
Nahum chapter 1, verses 3 and verse 4. Verse 3. Yahweh is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquaint the wicked. Yahweh has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Verses 4. He rebukes the sea and make it dry, and dries up all the rivers, Bashan, Languish, and Carmel, and the flowers of Lebanon languish.
Mm-hmm. So he's not going to be quit the wicked. He said, although they do what things they do, and he telling you plainly, you know, we was asked when we give a moment of silence, but Yahweh just made a statement. And mother, what do it say is in Sirach chapter 13? Let's look at Sirach chapter 13, 10 down to verse 20. What it say that, mother G of Israel? Sirach chapter 13, verse 16 and verse 20. Let's see what we can read.
Sirach 13,
yeah.
Verse 16 and 20.
16 down to verse 20. 16 down 16. To verse
20. Okay, Sirach chapter 13, verse 16 to 20. Verse 16, all flesh consort according to kind, and a man will cleave to his like. 17. What fellowship have the wolf with the lamb? So the sinner with the Yahweh. Verse 18. What agreement is there between the
Ain
and a dog? And what peace between the rich and the poor? 19. As the wild ass is the lion's prey in the wilderness, so the rich eat up the poor. Verse 20. As the proud hate humility, so doeth the rich abhor the poor.
Abhor
the poor.
Mm-hmm. Now hold that point. Now come back with that. It's talking the document facts again there, young line. Come back with that again about now you heard some now. Paint the picture. Come back and read what Prince Philip the Duke Evans Burke. EDINBURGH. He's the Duke. Now, Sir Titus, he's the Duke. What is that?
Yes, sir.
He's the Duke now. What is that? Now,
yes, sir.
In 36th chapter, can you have that see out in verse number 1?
Yes, sir.
1 and 8. Listen real good.
Yes,
now.
Sir.
Listen real good. 1 and verse 8.
All right, the first book of the heavenly times, the book of Genesis, chapter 36, verse 1 and verse 8. Genesis chapter 36, verse 1. Now these are the generations of Esau. Who is he? Verse 8. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom.
Esau is Edom? Oh, okay. And what about verse number 15? 15 down to verse number 17. 15 to 17. What is it saying there, young man?
Judges chapter 36, verses 15 down to 17. Judges chapter 36, verse 15 reads, "These were the dukes, the sons of Esau, the sons of Philippi, the firstborn sons of Esau, Duke Timon, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Canaan." Verse 16, "Duke Korah, Duke Atar, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Esau. These were the sons of Adah." Verse 17, "And these are the sons of Uriel, Esau's son, Duke Nahat, Duke Zorah, Duke Samah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came from Uriel in the land of Esau. These are the sons of Basaba, Esau's wife."
Yeah, skip down to verse 40 to 43.
Judges chapter 36, verses 40 to 43. Judges chapter 36, verse 40. "And these are the names of the dukes that came from Esau, according to their families, after their place, by their names: Duke Tebnah, Duke Avah, Duke Tethahet." Verse 41. Duke Ahobiah, Duke Hababama, Duke Eli, and Duke Penah. Verse 42, Duke Kanah, Duke Tima, and Duke Mizah. Verse 43, Duke Megia, Duke Arah. These be the dukes of Esau, according to their habitations in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites."
No. No. Come on back again there. Come on back again. Mother D of Israel. Come on back again and read that again in the book of Sirach, 16, chapter 13, 16 and verse 20. Read that again, that Mother D of Israel. Read that again. Mother D.F. Israel, read that again.
Okay. Sirach,
Mother D.F. Israel, look at Sirach, chapter 13, 16 through 20. And remember, you have a 500,000 plus, and we laying out some, so we do need your attention to really bring this out. But some on Israel here to bring out. And that's why at the beginning of that broadcast, it was something laid on us to respond. But we responded because Yahweh is in control. Now, it looked like we're getting ready to respond on something. Now, we found out the dukes is the dukes of Esau. Mm-hmm. Is that what we read, young lion of Brother Titus? So when we dukes, we talking who the hell, Titus, that we just got to read. Who is the dukes, according to what you just got to read in verse 1 and 8, the 36th chapter?
Duke chapter 36. Are we all generation of Esau.
So now we clear. So we're working on something. So we clear the dukes is the sinners of Esau, right? We clear about that, right?
If we
paint a picture, so far so good. The dukes are the sinners of Esau. Is that correct, class? Now, what do it say, Mother D of Israel, in Sirach 13, 16, 9, verse 20?
Sirach chapter 13, verse 16 to 20. Verse 16, "All flesh consort according to the kind, and a man will cleave to his life. 17. What fellowship has the wolf with the lamb? So the sinner with the Yahwali. Verse 18. What agreement is there between the hyena and a dog? And what peace between the rich and the poor? 19. As the wild ass is the lion's prey in the wilderness, so the rich eat up the poor. Verse 20. As the proud hate humility, so doeth the rich abhor the poor.
Yeah, and I remember what I just said. Now, it dawned back to me, I did give a verse, but everybody on the panel that come up, that came on stage forgot all about it. It was Genesis. Genesis, I said something in the spirit of Yahweh. He said, now see, I let it get away from you, but to bring it back to you. We're just going to see what will the six anointed camp be prepared to give me your answer. Well, we read earlier, but now I'm going to say it again and make sure y'all write it down. We're talking about, we was reading about Prince Philip and what was his desire. And we did say something in the spirit in 24 verse 60 of Genesis pertaining to his desire was to come back some kind of way. Philip is a duke. So that makes Prince Philip a what? Who will give me that?
Esau. Esau and his five sons.
Excellent. Excellent. Now you see what we done got here? But here's the point. And mother just got through reading. Every flesh consulted what they can. Everybody likes to be what they can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what agreements do, you know, this have with that? So everybody likes to be what they can. Is y'all getting me so far? When you hang out with a person, it becomes that person is your kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't, right? You can't covenant keepers with covenant keepers. You can't covenant breakers with covenant breakers. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is that right so far? Okay,
hallelujah.
Good. So now, let's go back and read again. Now, let's read what is Queen Elizabeth's husband desire. What is a Mother Eve having at 2460? Oh, my God. You see what's going on here? He retained the picture.
Hallelujah,
on God. I wonder who's going to work with this right here. Now, every time they be with everybody, the ants be with the ants. Everybody be with their own kind.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when we read what we read out of an article that the young lion read of August 1988 out of D-E-U-S-T-U-C-H-E Press. And this is Queen Elizabeth II's husband, Prince Philip the Duke. That means everybody hang around their own kind, right?
That's right.
But we know Queen Elizabeth have proudly said that she's from the tribe of Judah. She's from Zorah. She have for all of her 70 years, and she have said that even when you look at her throne, now you go investigate, even tough barrier. They got the tribe of the red hand all around her, because she always have soundly said that she's from the tribe of Judah, but she never tell you what the red hand Judah. She don't know it was twins. Zora, she has always claimed from the tribe of Judah. But we just found out right now, your husband is a Duke. Your husband is a Duke. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you claim onto his life because that's mm-hmm. your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's read that article one more time. What is his desire that he wrote himself and was put in the press in August 1988? What did he say? What did he say?
Okay, August of 1988, Prince Philip quoted in Argentour, August 1988. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a daily Bible in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Prince Philip quoted in Duchess Press, Argentour, August 1988.
Yeah, he said, if I'm, but I remember, we can read, but we're not going to turn the lesson into that. We can read it. Everybody that was once was come back again. Now, he said his desire to come back, he want to come back as a deadly virus. And I will be so deadly, and I want to make sure I zero in on the ones that is overpopulated. Is that what we're reading?
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly.
Yes, sir.
Overpopulated. Now, Mother E, who is he talking about since we found out that he was a duke? Bloodline is the descendants of Esau in the five sons. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about he wants to zero in and be a deadly virus to the overpopulation. The one that overpopulates themselves. And he's a Duke. That means he's a descendant of Esau, means he's a descendant of the white man and the white woman. Right. Now, who on record we can read is overpopulation that we can read in 24 verse 60? Mother E, who can we read?
Genesis chapter 24 verse 60. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our fruitful. These are the mother of thousands of millions, and let their seed possess the gates of those which hate them.
Hmm.
Thousands of millions. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 1, Mother, and Deuteronomy chapter 1, let's put a name on these thousands of millions that we can read. And remember, Prince Philip, the husband of Senator Esau, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II, they tied to the hip. We read in Luke 1, verse 5 and 6, that you both be tied to the hip. So whatever you own, I both be on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that? Whatever you own, I will be on. So whatever your desire is, my desire.
Hallelujah.
Let's read that. Luke chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. Let's read that. So is you kind of seeing where we're going with this fishing on the camera? You know, that's why you can't respond too quick without scripture. Wait till Yahweh give you the script. Here, in that very same hour, he'll give it to you. 1:16 and 17. What can we read, Brother Titus and Ruth? 1:16 and 17. What can we read?
The book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 reads, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or is return for following after you. But whether you goest, I will go. And where you lodgest, I will lodge. Your people should be my people, and your Yahuwah, my Yahuwah. Verse 17, where you die, will I die, and there will I be buried. Yahuwah, do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part me, and part you and me.
Mm-hmm. So now our assignment is to find out, we know Queen Elizabeth II has been, she has deceased, and she's going to be buried. We want to make sure we got on record, where is she buried at? And how close will her be buried to be, according to that scripture? Prince Philip, Duke, Esau, and his five sons. So now what we want to know, will that scripture be fulfilled by her? What we just read in verse 16 and 17. Got it? Good. Now, what we are finding out now, Mother E, that this man says he want to come back and be a deadly virus on the generation that's overpopulated. That's what he said he want to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
That we can read?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is that what he said, Bob McCoy, that we can read?
That's what he said, that we can read.
That he want to be what kind of virus that we can read?
Prince Philip quoted in Dutch Press, Argentina, August 1988, quotes, in the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Prince Philip quoted in
so
Dutch
kind of
Press.
Virus what kind of virus he want to come back and be? If his desire, if his desire is met, when he come back, he want to be what kind of virus?
As a deadly virus.
Deadly virus, huh? And
mm-hmm.
I want to solve the what? And what do you want to solve?
Overpopulation. Overpopulation.
Oh. So now we bagging up for Mother E and Deuteronomy chapter 1. And give me two lines, Mother.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses speak unto all Israel.
Stop there. So Mother, so this message Moses speaking to who?
All Israel.
And what he say about to all Israel in verse 11?
Verse 11. The Yahuwah of your father make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you.
Yeah. So this overpopulated people, let's go to the book of Obadiah, Mother E. Go in the book of Obadiah now. Now we got, I tell you, let's stop off at Ezekiel first. Let's stop at Ezekiel, Mother E. We're going to find out a little bit more about this overpopulated peoples. And remember we read in Ruth chapter 1, she says, whatever you own, I'm on. Whatever you die, I'm going to die. I'm with you all the way. So whatever you do, I'm with it, 100%. And I was a queen for 70 years. So whatever happened in the last 70 years, you were right there by my side, and you agree with it, and I agree with it. Does that sound all right? Can y'all get a hallelujah from anybody behind that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, we only laying out the, now the reason why we laying out these facts like that, now come back to, Brother Titus, to Suzanne, 1:15. Now come back, and the reason why we laying these facts out, we read at 1-5 that it was some wickedness going on, then somebody come on the scene and make some statements. See, that's why I say you got to be in position to paint the picture. Now, in the history of Susanna, we read 1-5, and we read verse 5 that it will be something wickedness coming up. Now, but that was said, but look what happened in verse number 50. Let's read a little bit. Now, we're coming back. God forgot about it. I ain't forgot about that. Sometimes you got to go around the corner there, young lion, and you got to paint a picture to make it so plainly that scriptures have already laid out the whole, that's why we must come now. Now, verse 50. History of Susanna, verse 50. Come on back there, Titus. Brother Titus, come on, verse 50. Come on, read a little bit.
History of Susanna, chapter 1, verse 50. Wherefore all the people turned again in haste, and the elders said unto him, come sit down among us and show it us, seeing Yahweh has given you the honor of an elder.
Wait a minute. Hold on there, young man. Hold on. You see what's going on here? So remember we read earlier by Brother Micaiah, he said, Yahweh love wisdom. So the elders that was in the southern kingdom, they understood that something did happen, but we read verse, come back and read verse 2 and 3 again. But they knew something was wrong, but they heard some good stuff. Come back to read Susanna, verse 2 and 3 again. 1, 2, and 3. What did it say again there, young lion? What did it say?
The history of Susanna, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. This is Susanna, chapter 1, verse 2. And he took a wife, whose name was Susanna, the daughter of Celcia, a very fair woman, and one that feared Yahweh. Verse 3. Her parents also were righteous and taught the daughter according to the law of Moses.
So what happened? The big dignitary that was in the southern kingdom, they knew that this man had taken a righteous woman, but she on trial for something, and they couldn't put their finger to it. But and we read verse 5 that she was called to the carpet about what kind of people's in verse 5. Verse 5 again. Read verse 5 again.
This is Isaiah chapter 1.
Hold on, let me get on Mother D.F. Israel for a minute. See, when you come in late and you miss the foundation, you're going to be in a catch-up mode. So the foundation laid 5 to 30 minutes before you got in the room. That's why you can't figure out what's going on. Come on. Verse 5 again. Come on.
Why do you say that?
This is Isaiah chapter 1, verse 5. The same year were appointed two of the ancient of the people to be judges, such as Yahweh spake of. That wickedness came from Babylon, from ancient judges who seemed to govern the people.
So the one that was, it was part of the leadership, but they was, when you read the story, it was a couple, the leadership was kind of a little loose. They was loose because they seen Susanna going and bathing herself, And they was peeping, and one was one place here, and another was another place here. But they aroused them leadership up so heavy that they, in their own mind, try to figure out, well, I got to catch her. Then I'm going to try to put an accusation against her unless she do what I like. That's how then he found out that another one had the same mindset, and both of them tried to ease in on Susanna. He said, oh, you on the same thing too, huh? Yeah. So let's tell her like it is. Now, if you don't make us happy, we gonna say that you ain't all right. That you backdooring a young man was here. I don't care what y'all say. I know that ain't me. I'm straight up. So you know they did. They pushed the envelope. But all of a sudden, and one come on back to 145. Let's look at 145 again. Pretty interesting story. They're going to take us right back to what we own in a minute. 145. Come back to 145 again there. 145. We're trying to paint the picture on the run now. Ain't nothing rehearsed. We just remember Luke 12, verse 12. 145. Now come back to 145 again.
That's History of Disaster, chapter 1, verse 45.
Yes, sir. Let's read a little bit.
All right, back to History of Zazana, chapter 1, verse 45. Therefore, when she was led to be put to death, Yahweh raised up the righteous spirit of a young youth whose name was Daniel. Verse 46.
Hold on. You hear that? She was going to be put to death because the leadership put an accusation out on her and says that, but they were stepping their head and said, wait a minute, I know this woman is right here. She's all good because we know that Mother D.F. Israel, we know something in Sirach 26:23. Something we know, Mother. It's something that we know, you know, we got this oversight. We know what it says in Sirach 26:23. So they was scratching their head because they know this man was righteous, and we know there's a righteous woman, but we know what's written in Sirach 26:23. What's written, Mother? Be of Israel, what's written?
Sirach 26, verse 23. A wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man, but a Yahqual. But a Yahqual woman is given to him that fears Yahqual.
Oh, so you see what he's saying? So the other elders was trying to figure out when then. This woman is with a righteous man, and she a righteous woman. So we know clearly that a wicked woman is given to a wicked man. So remember what we read about the wives of Prince Philip, the Duke of Esau. So can y'all put this together?
Everybody's
doing a lot of wanting to make. Mm-hmm. But we know what kind of man this man is, because we just read what he put in an article. After I'm dead and gone, I like to come back and be a deadly virus. Now, this is a wicked man speech, ain't it?
This is a wicked man speech. That's right.
So that means... That means that this Queen Elizabeth had to be a, what,
26, 23.
You hear that, Mother E? I hear you, Mother E. Exactly right. Because if this is his thought and you with him, that's your thought too. I don't care what kind of persona you put on.
Mm-hmm.
But we know what is read, Mother E. We know what we can read in 1929 of the Book of Sirach. What can we read in 1929? See, this ministry is not a ministry that you just can throw someone on the table. We'll be like a Berean. We'll check you out. And see, when the statement was made about us to make all this silence and give out regard to what don't happen, we can't give you a statement until we can find out what the book's saying and what's going on. according to Scripture. And now we got a pretty good handle on it right now. And what is there we can read that Mother E in Sirach 19:29?
Sirach chapter 19, verse 29. A man may be known by his book, and one that has understanding by his countenance when thou meetest him. Verse 30.
That's it. So all we got to do now is go on our computer. It's not everything at your fingertips. And pull up what do Prince Philip look like. And you tell me what he look like. You tell me, do he look like what they put out there for you to see? Or is it something look like something that's not to see? It's up to you to go on your computer and look yourself. So you got to go peep at it for yourself. And then when you peep it for yourself, you tell me what you see. And we act like we surprised. Now, come on back, young line. Come on back, come on back now. Because now they knew something was going on. They knew something was going on in Brother Titus. Because they said,
yes,
wait
sir.
A minute. The other big dignitaries that was in the southern kingdom said, wait a minute. We know Susanna is with a righteous man, and we know Susanna is a righteous woman. But we can't put our finger on something. That same thing about an old lesson we said that it's time now, Sister Monica Campbell, to present yourself through the scriptures. It's time for you, when you kept on reading in Micah 3:1, you supposed to know judgment. So whatever it is, you supposed to be go in the book and pull it out with no problem. And that's when we know the next move is on the way. But if you always dumbfounded, judging by appearance, not judging through scripture, you always going to be disembobulated. And you going to throw it out, and you will slow down your part of moving forward because you're not going to be prepared to kind of throw down. Just like the message was said to us earlier about make a statement based upon the goodness of Queen Elizabeth that just passed. How can we make a statement until we be like a Berean, 1711, and investigate the source like we get ready to read now and line it all up? Because everything we see is temporarily with the 70 years she was in power, according to 2 Corinthians 4:18. In the 7 years that was in power, whatever she was on, whatever happened in Great Britain, she gave a thumbs up to it. And we find out her background is that she married to Prince Philip, the Duke of Esau, so that would make her Esau descent. That means whatever he was on, she was on, according to Ruth chapter 1, 16 and 17. Is that right? Then we read Sirach 26:23 says, a wicked woman is given to a wicked man.
What?
I ain't never seen birds hang out with cats. Birds don't hang out with cats. If the cat get a hand on a bird, the bird is in the cat's mouth. The canary. So you got to be comparable to hang out. So I can watch you if you say you got a mate, and I can tell you what you're working with. Unless you're trying to hide something. You making hide it, but only temporarily. But we read earlier from Mother E, nothing covered that won't be revealed. Sooner or later, we're going to find out what you're working with. You ain't going to be able to cover up your wicked mate forever. It's only a matter of time. See? That same thing. So, although you was in office for 70 years, but we don't find out that your background was tied to Prince Philip. And you ain't got no statements pertaining to you rebuked his statement. And once you heard it, you broke out running. No, you went all the way. And now we're going to find out where you buried next to. We're going to find out somewhere with the research of the elders and the young lion, where is you buried at? Would you be buried towards east meets the west, or would you be buried right next to Prince Philip, the descendant of Esau, and his desire is to one day to come back to be a deadly virus over the people that is overpopulated. You see that? Overpopulated.
Mm-hmm.
And who is that? Before you read that, come on back, Mother. Hey, Mother E, come on back again and give me a name on who the people that's overpopulated. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Who are the people that's overpopulated? And Deuteronomy chapter 1, and you won't be a deadly virus to the one overpopulated. And who is that? According to 1:11. Hey, Mother E, what can we read that we can read of the overpopulated peoples that we can read according to Deuteronomy 1:1? It's all Israel. And what do you say 500 years after that statement was made in verse 11? What does it say? We can read that, Mother D, up Israel, we can read. I mean, Mother
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. Yahweh of your father, make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you.
So who is the you, Mother, according to verse 1? Who is the you?
Israel.
How much Israel, according to verse 1 and 2?
All Israel. All Israel.
Oh, yeah. And what is all Israel that we can read, Mother G of Israel? Let's see what we can read about all Israel by going to, hey, Mother G of Israel, let's find out what is all Israel that we can read. All Israel, what that supposed to mean that he won't be a deadly enemy to the overpopulated of what again, Mother?
All Israel.
Okay. Now, what is all Israel, Mother? D.F. Israel. We're going to Joshua chapter 4, verse 2, 4, and 8. Let's find out what is all Israel that we can read. Joshua chapter 4, verse 2, 4, and 8. 2, 4, and 8, Mother.
Okay. Joshua, chapter 4. You say chapter 4. 4 and 8.
2, 4, and 8. Write it down, Mother D.F. Israel. 2, 4, and 8, then take off.
Joshua, chapter 4, verse 2, 4, and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua chapter 4, verse 2. Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man. Verse 4. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Verse 8. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as Yahweh spake unto Joshua, according to the numbers of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there.
Yeah. You mean the Bible telling all that? Mother, he said something about some 12 stones. What that supposed to mean? You mean it's a precept to that, too? Oh, let's see. Can we find out the precept to that, Mother? come on, what is that talking about? 12 stones? What is that talking about that we can read? Let's back up to Exodus, Mother D.F. Israel. We want to make sure we unravel some things that we can read. Now, what were these 12 stones that we can read? That we want to read something about these stones. Now, in about 39, verse 14, can you help me out in 39:14 there, Mother D? F Israel, we talking about these 12 stones. You mean so we just can't read the book like a novel? We got to know how to put it together. And he has chosen the people that can put this thing together and can make people make statements and then find out it be fulfilled way up the road. So now, and I wonder myself, it's something else to wonder. When we now investigate how many the overpopulated is moaning and groaning as we speak. Do they know this record right here? What it says in 39:14, who are these stones we talking about?
Exodus 39:14. Exodus 39, verse 14. And the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engraving of a signet, every one with his name.
You mean his Bible tells all of that? Yes, he right. When you paint this picture, this Bible tell you the story. All you're doing is watching a movie unfold itself. And sooner or later, you're going to recognize the size of the giant. Sooner or later, you're going to recognize the size of the time. Now, all right. So now, back before I come back to Titus, Brother Makai, let's go to Ezekiel. Let's go to Ezekiel now. I got to go to Ezekiel. I know sometimes, it's never is the convention of where you always going to know where we call it. Remember, Elder tell you so many times that you get all this out of one book. Yeah, so you never can say, I got it on. I'll go to ministry. How you not go to ministry that even I don't even know where I'm going? How you not grow to ministry? No, you puffed up spirit to have you to drag your feet. Not because you ain't, you know. So it be your spirit that be out of order. But how you going to outgrow something that has already been prophesied and got to be fulfilled? Now, we unfolding something before your eyes that every time you catch somebody with somebody, it got to be of your liking. So if you wicked, we can look for it that your woman is wicked. If your woman wicked, we know you wicked. You're just hiding something. See? If you got a wicked woman, we know that you a wicked man because you're just hiding something. You just got a persona on. Because we just found out everybody tied to their liking. If it didn't, she'd been gone 70 years ago, at least in 1988 when that came out. When that came out in 1988, they asked him, what's your desire, head man that's up on the... What are they up on again? Sovereignty, immunity. That means nothing they can say that you can bring them up on because they're above the law. So when he made this statement, we find out that Queen Elizabeth, she enjoys sovereignty, immunity. That means, she cannot be prosecuted under any civil or crimes, and you can't investigate her. Because she is over everything. And anything you do in her sovereign country that she over, which we're going to get to how many on the next broadcast Wednesday night. So you elders and you young lions, get me how many sovereign states to oval. I need a number. And that means that whatever she says in any one of them sovereign states, that was the end of it because she was above the law. So whatever her husband said, he was above the law. You cannot, they enjoy that, and they said their son have that same right, Prince William, because he helped
succeed
her. So he got the same right right now. So Prince Williams, wherever he's sovereignty over, can come and slap the taste out your mouth. As a matter of fact, ask you, give me your $20 out your pocket, $30 out your pocket, and you can't report him in or nothing. You gotta say, well, he above, he sovereignty, immunity. I mean, he above the law. He makes the law. What did he say at the end of it? That's a lot of power they got over there. Goodness, you know, even Nixon was brought up for Watergate, right? They brought him up. They got more power than the president's got. That means whatever they do, that's the end of it. If they came in and put that a bang on you, 4 or 5 licks, oh, who put the bang on you? The royalty family. I'm going to do that above the law. Now you see what you're dealing with. See where you're fair from now, Steve Ray. And that's why, Brother Titus, that's why we're in position right now.
Yes, sir.
In Acts 26. So you know what'll happen. So this is what'll happen. That's why we know what we know. Now little position we're in right now. 26 verse 1 and 2. Acts 22, 1 and 2.
Acts chapter 26, verse 1 and 2.
Yeah, what'd it say?
Acts chapter 26, verse 1 and verse 2. Acts chapter 26, verse 1. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, you are permitted to speak for yourself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself. Verse 2, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before you, touching all the things where I'm accused of Judah.
You see that? Now we got to ask permission to open our mouth up now. Now you see where we're going to pay up from now? Now, Paul said, I'm happy you gave me permission to run my mouth. You see where people over here pay up from? Now we happy to be able to get permission. But look at WCC said, well, see, remember, this is our broadcast, not yours. We can cut you off. Are you right? You can. But that's the point we're trying to say. You see what we see, how we just, you know? Come on back, young man. Come on back. Come on back. We're going to, young line, you got me something over there in Ezekiel, from Micaiah, what you got for me in Ezekiel? We got to pause, man. Can't get away. I'm just getting a hold of this right here. So now, in Ezekiel, with this understanding we got, let's go to Ezekiel and see, remember, he said, I want to come back, and I want to be a deadly virus to the overpopulated community. And we find out the overpopulated community is the 12 tribes, right? Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Ezekiel 35. What is it saying that we can read there, Brother Micaiah in verse 5 down to verse 1-8. Ezekiel 35, verse 5 down to verse 8. What do the Bible say?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, verse 5 down to verse 8. Verse 5 reads, because you has had a perpetual hatred and has shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, at the time that their sin had an end. Verse 6, therefore, as I live, says Yahuwah, I will prepare you unto blood, and blood shall pursue you, says Yahuwah, has not hated blood, even blood shall pursue you. Verse 7, thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it him that passeth out in him that returneth. Verse 8, and I will fill his mountains with his slain men, and your hills and in your valleys and in all your rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword.
So he say, because you in power, I'm letting you run the power until they wake up. But don't worry, like we read earlier, because in the book of Job, chapter 22, he said, I do see, but I know who you are too. And guess what? We wake up and find out who you are too. We find out you the Duke, and we find out the Duke, Queen Elizabeth II married the Duke, and the Duke's mindset is to come back again and be a deadly virus on the 12 tribes of Israel. That's his mindset. So if that's his mindset, then you know that's got to be your better half mindset. And if that's the better half mindset, that got to be your son mindset. Because we ain't know anything said that I condemn anything been said. You ain't got nothing to say. You condemn nothing that we can read right now. All you asking for is now a moment of silence for what will happen. But if that's the case, that we read from Brother Micaiah earlier that because you go a long time in Ecclesiastes chapter 8:8-11, that don't mean you got away with anything. He don't let you around a little bit. Now we got to pause for a minute because this don't got good, Mother D.F. Israel. We got to go and pause for a minute. I got to come back and get with Brother Titus in a minute. But can you give me a couple of quick two hitters real quick? I got to be something real quick, yeah, Mother D.F. Israel. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. We need to make a little groundwork, y'all. 1 Samuel 2, 6 and 7. Can you help me out, Mother D.F. Israel? What it say?
Samuel chapter 6.
1 Samuel 2, 6 and 7. Can you help me out, Mother D.F. Israel?
Fast, 1 Samuel 2:6-7. Okay. 1 Samuel 2:6-7. Yahuwah kills and makes us alive. He brings down to the grave and brings us up. Verse 7. Yahuwah makes us poor and make rich. Bring it low and lift up.
So if and we doing things contrary to the Bible, we can't let our emotions get in the way. Cause we know whatever happened, who behind it,
Why behind?
First King two, verse 5.
Isaiah 45:6-7. Verse 6. They that may know from rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahuwah, and there is none else. Verse 7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I do all these things.
So now, if I'd have went on emotion and jumped in and done your request, I'd have been violating what Yahweh's total order is on how he operates. That's why we have to put some Luke 12:12 on, Mother E. And we're going to pause after this. What it says, Psalm 68, verse 20 and 21, and we're going to pause. See, that's why we keep telling six anointed counts. You can't just all of a sudden make a emotional statement. You have to make sure you've been examined. If we'd have made an emotional statement based upon what we have first heard, can y'all give a moment of silence for the great queen that unpassed?
Mm.
Now we want to go on a network after broadcast over and people and see how many of the 12 tribes is in that kind of mode, knowing that it's written in Hosea 4 verse 6, Brother Titus has written something in Hosea 4 verse 6 and verse 1. What is written that we can read in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 and 1?
Yes, sir. We're going to Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 and verse 1. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 reads, My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you should be no priest to me, seeing that you have forgotten the law of your Yahweh. I will also forget your children. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 reads, Hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel, for Yahweh have controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahweh in the land.
See, we could have been set up by going on emotion in the first part of the broadcast, and then we would have been a violation up under Yahweh if we would have not examined Luke 12:12. And removed according to the feeders. And remember, the one that is that have been rejected is the 12 tribes of Israel, because they have a lack of knowledge. Now, I want to know from the elders and from the young lions, when they do the research, how many of the 12 tribes of Israel will be in a moment of silence and crying all over the place? This right here, what we read is, will make you cry all over the place by not knowing the knowledge of your foundation. And that was the elder said at the beginning of the broadcast.
That's right.
Let's talk and get from there. Let's bring our elder in his closing statement for take number 173. So we got all that, like the elder said, you mean y'all get all that out of one book? Yes. When you led by the Spirit of Yahweh, you get all that out of one book. Ain't nothing happened that Yahweh have not already ordained. He let you run, but when time appointed, we're going to read something that was been said that he going to do. But we're going to bring our elder in and get his closing statement on take number 173. You're on the clock, our elder, come on. Seer, you know we got to mute somebody. We going to mute the elder behind what you just got to say about us. Where's your radio station? You do what you want to do. Well, I tell you what, she can get Mother Z, and maybe she got something to say pertaining to how we didn't move on emotion. We didn't move on emotion. We waited till Luke 12:12 direct the lesson. And now we find out one thing. If we, on what we know and what we are, get caught up in that, that's a violation against Yahweh and his order. Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh, Judah, one of the Mosaic of Camp 1, you on the clock behind all that action. Come up.
Yeah, well, I bless and keep you, Seer Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't have.
Now, what you got to add on to what you heard for the last 2.5 hours, what you got to add on to that, mother? See, take your time, let over 500,000 plus, but say, Seer, it's more than that. You passed the 600 mark. Well, hallelujah on that. Mother, what you got to say behind whatever Yahweh put on you, or we can get back on this demolition on what we heard earlier today come out?
I don't have anything to say about that, but I'm going to read in Revelation chapter 11. Reading down from verse 1 to verse 4. Let me turn to it. Revelation chapter 11, starting at verse 1. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, said, rise and measure the temple of Yahweh and the altar, and they and them that worship therein. Verse 2. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the righteous city shall they trample on the feet 42 months. Verse 3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they will, two witnesses, and they shall prophesy, 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Verse four. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks before the Yahweh of the earth. And I'm going to turn to Zechariah verse 11, and I'm start reading at verse 11. And Zechariah 11, it might be verse, no, this is Zechariah 4, verse 11. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 11 down to 14. Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? Verse 12, and I answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches, which which though the two gold pipes empty the gold oil out of themselves. Verse 13. And he answered me and said, knowing thou not what these be, and I said, no, my Yahweh. Verse 14. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stood by the Yahweh of the whole world, whole earth. And then I'm going to go to Jeremiah 11 and 16. And Jeremiah 11 and 16 read, the Yahweh called the name of a green olive tree that fit fair and of goodly fruit, which the with the nose of a great trumpet, he had kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. Verse 17. For the Yahweh of hope that planet these have pronounced evil against them, for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Yahweh Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense unto Baal. And it's a lot more go with that, but just the sum I pull out of it. And I'm just going to say hallelujah.
Well, you brought out a whole lot there. You used a prophecy about these two anointed ones, branches, and two all that, and two and stuff like that. And you did put a name on it. Now, Mother Eve, we might well just paint the picture on exactly who she was reading out of. Mother Z was reading in the 11th chapter 1-4. We might well just tie this in for the national audience to see exactly who these two olive trees is and the two anointed. We might well be clear about who you're talking about. While you're in Jeremiah already, Mother Eve, let's look at verse 17. Let's find out who we're talking about. Verse 17.
17. Jeremiah 11, verse 17. For the Yahweh of hosts that planted thee has pronounced evil against thee, for the evil of the family of Israel and of the family of Yahweh Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger, and offering incense unto Baal.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go 33, find out a little bit more about it in 33 of Jeremiah. Let's look at 33 there, Mother.
Jeremiah chapter
33. Let's find out about it. Yeah, 33. We're going to find out a little bit more about it in 33, verse number 24. 33:24.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 24. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 24. consider thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two famines which the Yahweh has chosen, he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them.
Mm-hmm. So these are anointed the two families talking about anointed. Who are they in verse 26? And a closing statement.
26.
Verse number 26, who are they in a closing statement? Who are they by name? That mother Z was reading in the 11th chapter, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's find out by name who this two anointed one, these two branches and all that old good stuff. Who are you talking about? 33:26.
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 26. Then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be ruler over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, for I will cause their captives to return and have mercy on them.
You see that? So now you know exactly who Mother Z was reading about in over there in 11 chapter 1, 2, and 3, talking about Northern Kingdom. But they got an order to do Yahweh if he's mad about both of the tribes. He have cast one off, but one can return. We take it at Wednesday. But he's really mad at both tribes because we behind on everything. I'd like to know how many just crying right now over what's going on in Great Britain as we speak, of the 12 tribes of Israel. Mother, what you got on your clothes statement? Come on. And mother, dear of Israel, have me Ezekiel 37, 1, 2, 3, 4, and verse number 22 waiting on me. Of Ezekiel. What your clothes statement is, mother? Mother, eat, come on.
Thank and praising Yahweh for this class, and thank and praising Yahweh that I'm able to be a part of this class, and just thank and praising Yahweh for the class. And I'd like to say to the class, hold on, don't give up. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right. That's right. Class, you're talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. You got to wake up out this out of this sleep. I'd like to really know since we're zeroing in on this. I need to really know exactly how many 12 tribes of Israel is running around with a moment of silence and got rags all in their eyes, wiping their eyes. I'd like to know, other 12 tribes of Israel. Now, mother, of Israel in Ezekiel. 37, 1, 2, 4, and verse 22. Help me out, mother. You on the clock. Come on.
Ezekiel, chapter verses 1 to 4. Verse 1. The hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Verse 2. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh, thou knowest. Verse 4. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh.
Verse 22.
And I will make them one nation in the land up on the mountain of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore at all.
Mm-hmm. And who is he talking about? This is going to happen to our mother in Joshua chapter 3:17. Who is he talking about? What is these two nations, what they name that we can read? What is two nations' name in Joshua 1:17? What their name that he talking about?
Joshua chapter 1:17. Okay. Verse 17. And the priest that beareth the ark of the covenant of Yahuwah stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all
Man,
the people.
Hold on, mother. What is their name here? What are their name?
Israelites.
All Israelites. That's what I wanted. All Israelites. Now give me a precept in the closing statement of 2 Kings 3:24. Let's see who. So all Israelites. This is the one that got to get this awakening. All Israelites. And all Israelites are 12 tribes. Now give me now. Give me in 2 Kings 3:24 in the closing statement. Come on.
2 Kings 3:24. When they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up.
Wait a minute. What is it? I don't want the subject matter. I don't want the subject matter. Who is Israel?
The Israelites.
Excellent. Close the statement, Mother D.F. Israel. So, listen. Israel is the Israelites.
Yeah.
That's all we're looking for. Israel is the Israelites. So when you talk about Israel, that's the Israelites. When you put you 3:17 and 2 Kings 3:24, we talk Israel, you talk Israelite. You don't talk Jew, you talk Israelite. That's right. Got a lot of teaching to do, but we up to it. Isn't that right, Young Lions? I'm asking Young Lions, is that right? Is that you see what God do there, Young Lions? What them Young Lions? I can't hear the Young Lions saying nothing. I don't know. They don't got too quiet in now. What about that,
Hallelujah,
Young Lions?
Hallelujah.
So you see, when you're talking Israel, hey, Young Lions, when you're talking Israel, how you supposed to talk? When you're talking Israel, come on, mother, I hear that whistle, mother. So you're talking Israel, you're supposed to talk what kind of way? The who?
The Israelites.
You got it right. So you mean when you talk Israel, you mean talking about the Israelites? Where you get that from?
Israelites.
Hit them with 3:17. You hit them back in 2 Kings 3:24. When you talk Israel, you talk what again?
The Israelites.
Y'all got it, Young Lion? Mother DM Israel. Close the table, you on the clock. Come on. Catch your wings tonight. Come on.
Job chapter 28:27. Then did he see it and declare it. He prepared it yet and searched it out. Verse 28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahuwah, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you see what we learned all the way to learn something. Before we would jump in there and respond from the get-go of what we heard, without doing the groundwork and laying it out. So now, the children of Israel, the Israelites, they just store up a lack of knowledge by not knowing the scriptures that was given to them. Brother Titus, let's go back to that Susanna. So now we find out that the elders was kind of they didn't understand this thing. But then what has to happen? Let's think about the world. They don't understand this thing. That's why we got to come now. So here now the elders was kind of figuring this thing out. And then all of a sudden something happened. Back to verse 43 and read a little bit more. Come on. Back to verse 43 and go back to read. Susanna 1:43. Come on back some more and do a little read.
All right, the history of Susanna, chapter 1, verse 43, reads, "You know that they have borne false witness against me, and behold, I must die, whereas I never did such things as these men have maliciously invented against me." Verse 44, "And Yahweh heard her voice." Verse 45, "Therefore, when she was laid to be put to death, Yahweh raised up the righteous spirit of a young youth whose name was Daniel." Verse 46, "Who cried with a loud voice, I am clear of the blood of this woman." Verse 47, "Then all the people turned them towards him and said, what mean these words that you have spoken?" Verse 48, "So he standing in the midst of them and said, are ye such fools, ye sons of Israel, that without examination or knowledge of the truth you have committed a daughter of Israel? You have condemned a daughter of Israel." Verse 49, "Return again to the place of judgment, where they have borne false witness against her." Verse 50, "Wherefore all the people turned again in haste, and the elder said unto him, come sit down among us and show us, seeing Yahweh have given you the honor of an elder." Verse 51, "Then said Daniel unto them, put these two aside, one far from another, and I will examine them." Verse 52, "So when they were put asunder, one from another, he called one of them and said unto him, O you that are waxing old in wickedness, now your sins which you have committed aforetime are come to light." Verse 53, "You have pronounced false judgment and have condemned the innocent and have let the guilty go free. Albeit Yahweh said, the innocent and righteous should you not slay." Verse 54, Now then, if you have seen her, tell me under what tree saw you that company together? You answered, under a mystic tree." Verse 55, "And Daniel said, truly well, you have lied against your own head. For even now, the ministering spirit of Yahweh has received the sentence of Yahweh to cut you in two." Verse 56, "So he put him aside and commanded to bring the other and said unto him, O you seed of Canaan and not of Judah, beauty have deceived you, and lust had perverted your mind. 57, thus have you dwelt with the daughters of Israel, for they fulfilled company with you, but the daughter of Judah would not abide your wickedness." Verse 58, Now, therefore, tell me, are the wood tree did you take them company together? Who answered? Are the palm tree? That's 59. Then said Daniel unto them, well, you have also lied against your own head. For the ministering spirit of Yahuwah waited with the sword to cut you in two, that he may destroy you. Verse 60. With that, all the assembly cried out with a loud voice and praised Yahuwah who saved them that trust in him. Verse 61. And they arose against the two elders, for Daniel has convicted them of false witness by their own mouth. Verse 62, and according to the law of Moses, they did unto them in such sort as they malicious intended to do with their neighbor, and they put them to death. Thus the innocent blood was saved the same day.
Verse 63. Now, that's good right there. That's for time's sake. Now, did y'all hear all that good talk? Now, folks, we've been trapped in the beginning of the broadcast and got caught up with that emotion with all this good stuff laying on the table. You see what all happened? We'd have had a stain in our arm by not doing like Daniel said. You fools, you got to examine the matter. Read verse 60 and verse 40 in the closing statement there, young lines. But Titus, that was excellent. So you see, I'm watching y'all fix anointed camp. I'm saying, how would you be up under pressure when the heat is on? You see how you're supposed to operate, just like the beginning of the broadcast. What do you think about Queen Elizabeth? I said, well, I got to examine the matter first. He said, well, why don't y'all give a moment of silence? I got to examine the matter first. Now, after we examine the matter, we found out right now, if we follow in that trend, we're doing the same thing that the Daniel said they was doing, making a calling, got to examine the matter. Not the arrow on our arm, staying in our armor. See that? So you see, Steve Ray, stuff we got to prepare for. Don't get excited, and don't try to win the bump and gum contest. Examine the matter first before you run the jibber jab. Let's see what it says in verse 60 and 48 and a closing statement there, young lion. Come on.
Yes, sir. History of Zazana, chapter 1, verse 60 and 48. History of Zazana, chapter 1, verse 60. With all the assembly cried out with a loud voice and praised Yahuwah who saved them that trust in him. Verse 48. History of Zazana, chapter 1, verse 48. So he standeth in the midst of them and said, are ye such fools, you sons of Israel, that without examination or knowledge of truth have you condemned a daughter of Israel?
You see what we got to do. You see all this good stuff. See, that's what came out of Luke 12:12 on tape 143. That's some good stuff there. I love the minute of it. Examining out of
yes,
and picking that stand up. But Titus, you stood tall in grand style, so what you close thing behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Yes, sir. All right, I'm at Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. It is the honor of the seer is conceal a thing, but the honor of the seer is to search out a matter. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
Exactly right. And sooner or later you'll recognize that a seer is in your midst, that you have to examine the matter. Before you make an emotional plea, we have to examine the matter. And that's what we are down so far. I take on part three. Now, Brother Micaiah and Deuteronomy 32, can you pick up at verse 35 down to verse 42? What is it that we can read there, Brother Micaiah? See, now, just that's why the mother is told, the mother said to me plainly, now, let's win it. Let's watch them young lions a little. Let's see how they stand up when it's hot and heavy. Just wait a little bit. Wait a little bit. Let's watch them. Let's watch them a little bit longer. Let's watch them a little bit longer. Let's see when they stand up when it's hot and heavy. See now. And that's why we asked the question. I said, don't make no statement now based upon emotion. Make sure you follow the seer's lead before you make a statement. That was a great thing. Now, you see why? Good. Now, in 32, 35 to 42, bring it.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verses 35 down to 42, verse 35 reads, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand. And the things that shall come upon them, make haste. Verse 36, for Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his service. When he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. Verse 37, and he shall say, where are their Yahweh, their rock in whom they trusted? Verse 38, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. Verse 39. See now then, I am he, and there is no Yahweh with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Verse 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. Verse 41. If I weep my glittering sword, if I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemy and will remember and will reward them that hate. Verse 42. I will make my arrows drink with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captivity, and from the beginning of this revenge upon the enemy.
So what Yahweh said, I don't care how long you run, you might have ran 7 years, but he said, I'm going to get you, because you've been found to be a 33:29. So you have really been found to be a 33:29 Deuteronomy. So if we'd have made a statement in the beginning of the broadcast, and we would not examine the matter, but you have been found to be a Deuteronomy 33:29. What does it say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30:29. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33:29 reads, happy are you, O Israel, who is like unto you, O people, saved by Yahweh, the shield of your health, and who is the sword of your excellency, and your enemies shall be found liars unto you, and you shall tread upon their high places.
He was the man of sin. In Zechariah chapter 2 there, young lion. See, the man is trying to tell you something. That's why I say, I'm going to watch y'all and see what you let, whatever is hard and heavy. But if y'all get to your Bibles will straighten things out. It'll put a Benny Lattimore on you and straighten it out. But if you jump and just make a move on being reactive instead of proactive. Now, in Zechariah chapter 4, look what it says in verse 3 and verse 6. What Mother said earlier, Mother Z, about. Now we found out about this, all that good stuff. So now we clear about what's going on now by playing the picture in 4, verse 3 and 6. What it says in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 3 and 6?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 6. The book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 3 reads, "And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof." Verse 6. "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of Yahuwah unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said Yahuwah of hosts."
So he said, before you read 11 and 14, the two olive trees. Listen, you're not going to be saved by bowl or all that. You're going to be saved by the word. And all the way in this word is where you're hearing it now. See, and the enemy has been found liars. They don't rule, but their time is coming to an end. Like the world time is coming to an end. Once we wake up, we clear about the two olive trees, 11 and 14.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 11 and verse 14. Verse 11 reads, "Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof?" Verse 14. "Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by Yahuwah on the whole earth."
Then your precept that six anointed captain 30 verse 4 in the closing statement of Jeremiah. Then you just precept it.
Okay.
You don't know who. Jeremiah 30 verse 4. And then just slam the door and drink some herbal tea. Precept it. 30 verse 4.
The book of Jeremiah.
The
book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, These are the words that Yahuwah spake concerning Israel and concerning Yada Judah.
These are the words concerning southern Judah, northern Israel, 10 and 2 and 12. You got it? It's just that simple. When you're anointed by Yahuwah, it's no mystery to the forces of a true Israelite. We know who's a liar, and we know who the truth bears. But my people, Israel, is a star because they will not get in line up under the six anointed camps of forces of a true Israelite. And you will remain that way until you come as a little child. Stop it right there, Brother Micaiah. What you close say, my net, it's all yours. Catch you all Wednesday night. Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D of Israel, all the elders, all the mothers, we catch you all Wednesday night. Brother Makai, take us home. You on the clock, come out.
Okay. Thanking Yahuwah for another blessed day to read his word. Thanking Yahuwah for opportunity of life to be able to meet the seer Israel of C. Roy to learn the word of Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and children they have given me to teach the word of Yahuwah. And I also want to thank Yahuwah for the elders and our mothers, all the brothers and sisters in the six anointed camps, and also for the teachers and all the guests that attended the class this evening. I want to read the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, reading verse 20. Verse 20 reads, "There should be no more there an infinite of days, nor an old man that have not filled his day. For the child should die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed." Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
And the sinner going to be accursed. When you do the research on Queen Elizabeth, she lived to be 96 years old. She lived to be 96 years old. So you see, right? It's so much to learn, and so far you got to go. she have died upon the world back, and she from the tribe of Judah. Judah don't look like that. Judah don't look like that. They are black to the ground. But their lies have been exposed by the six anointed counts called Voices of the True Israelites. You got it?